Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
You know what was so depressing about last week's show was what you just said to me. You went home.
Yes, I'm so sad about it. I went to my 12-year-old, my 9-year-old, and my 5-year-old.
The 5-year-old, I know.
I just was trying.
12 and 9.
Yeah. I was like, guess who I just talked to? And they're like, who? I was like, Shania Twain. And they're like, who? I know,
it's
sad. That
hurts my heart.
It's just because we're old.
We are
old. And they're young.
I'm trying to think, though, like, with my parents' generation, like, if they were like James Taylor, I'd be like, yeah, James Taylor is amazing. Do you know? Like, Richard Marx, like, hello.
Yeah.
Love Richard Marx.
But I don't know if everyone, I don't know, that's still a little older than us.
Really?
Right? I think it is. Richard, I mean, I know who they are, but would everybody our age? I don't know.
Yeah.
It was just sad. I was like, you know, from like the 90s. Oh, wait.
Oh, wait. You weren't even.
You were nowhere near born. Okay. Anyway.
Oh, anyways.
It was sad. But I was excited.
The Memorial Day weekend was a good time. We had a little pool party. I got a little sad. It's hard being the single girl around like husband and wives.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's kind of like, oh.
I get that.
This is nice. But then at the same time, I had your husband grilling. I had Shanae's husband picking up dog poop.
With plastic bags.
So it was like my rental husbands. But no, it did, like, I got into a weird funk, which I started to feel bad about. Because I'm like, it's Memorial Day. People have died today. And yet I'm in a funk because I'm lonely and like sad that I don't have someone with me.
Well, I think that's okay. And I think that especially for someone like you that just loves couple things.
I love couple things. Couple game parties, couple nights, couple this, intentional nights. Like, I'm a couple person.
It's going to be hard. Which I'm like, I don't even think I saw my husband yesterday. I mean, because he grilled the whole time. So like, but I'm also not, you know, but I get it. I knew you were a little, I could tell.
Just makes me sad. And not, and here's the deal. Like, even at parties before, I like when someone checks in with me. Like, I don't want the person like hanging on my side the entire time, but I like a check-in. I like someone to be like, come and grab you a little bit. Like, that's just me. Like,
no, you for sure do.
I want that. And I never got that. So like, I'm the same time part. I'm kind of like, it's not like I really had that anyways, but it's still like knowing that.
Yeah.
I could.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I get it. I do get it. But at least with like that group, like the guys are kind of like your brothers. So
that's,
it was kind of like, but I get it.
Yeah. Speaking of brothers, I fought like brother and sister with my next guest.
Oh God.
And that would be the one and only Gleb Savchenko.
Oh, Gleb.
I'm actually really excited to have Gleb on the show because he was my Dancing with the Stars partner and he's never come on the show. And I'm just excited to talk to him because obviously he's going through life changes as well. And I think, he's in the waiting room, but I have to let Catherine tell this story of like, not the first time you met Gleb, but what was happening. Where were we at?
That's what I was going to ask you. I can't remember.
I think it was New York. Were we in New York? No.
No, we couldn't have been in New York because we went to New York first.
Yeah, yeah.
And
that's
this
right.
was at least a couple weeks in, surely, this dance.
Oh, yeah. This dance was like the fifth to last dance I did.
So why were we?
We were in some hotel. Take it away.
Oh God. It's like vague to me, but I just remember we were somewhere at a hotel and I had my own. I mean, obviously, you know, I had my hotel room, you had your hotel room, whatever, but somehow I think it was your hotel room. I don't know. Somehow we end up in a hotel room and they have to practice their dance, you know, and they have like certain hours and they do all that, you know, they go to the studios or whatever, but they needed like a few minutes to just practice their dance.
We needed a bed.
Oh, yeah. That's
because the whole routine was about being in a bed. So I'm like, it was hard to do it on the floor because we needed an actual bed. So I'm like, so we go to the, and I make you come because I'm like, I don't want to be like in bed with him. You know, like, so I made you like be there.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
But it was like a suite. So I just remember that it was like a separate bedroom. And I was in like the living room part of it while y'all like practiced for a little while. You were like, you just stay in there for a little bit. Like, just trust me, like, just stay in there for a little while. And then you're like, hey. So I was like, what are they doing? And so then you're like, hey, come here, come watch for a minute. And it was the bedroom scene dance, which everybody remembers.
The shower scene.
The shower
scene. The ends of the shower. Yeah.
Was it a bedroom? I don't know.
Well, we start in the bed and then like we roll around.
Is that I came in there and they proceeded to, and me, I'm so awkward anyway.
And especially with like physical touch.
Oh my God. Like I don't even
I
like
ever try to like hold Catherine's hand. She's like, gah.
So I walk in and they're literally rolling around on the bed and I've never been more uncomfortable. And literally anytime I think of Gleb, that's all I think about is us them roller. On this bed. Yes. It's terrible.
Well, let's bring him in. Hi, Gleb.
Hi.
How are you? Do you remember Catherine?
Good. Hi.
Yes, I remember. Hi. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
So we were just talking about...
I wonder if he remembers.
I mean, do you remember when we did the shower dance and... Yeah.
Sure,
we needed
that.
Well,
who can forget a shower dance?
I know he remembers that.
Right.
But remember when we, because the beginning of that dance, we were in a bed and we're like, we need a bed. So I was like, well, let's go to the hotel room. And then I had Catherine and I think Taryn was there too. I don't, someone else.
Not in that room at that moment, was she?
Yeah, it was like a several people there, I remember.
Oh, in my mind, I was the only one there.
But I just remember, like, first of all, okay, there I have like so much to talk to you about. Let's just start with that dance, though. That was like I was even uncomfortable, and I'm like a pretty, you know, but like that dance in the bed was like sexy.
Well, listen, the original idea was I wanted you to start with two other guys.
Oh, that's
and
right.
Then me would come in.
That's that right.
Was your original.
What?
And they did not approve that because they family show and whatever. So I was like, okay, well, how can we can make it work? We'll just put you alone in the bed. But it worked out perfectly. It was great.
Oh my God, Gleb, I totally forgot that you wanted two other guys, and I remember being like, I'm so uncomfortable that this is the show
actually,
that my dad is coming to.
I actually have a video from a rehearsal somewhere because I didn't have two guys. I had three different girls were like doing it and I'm like trying to choreograph on them, you know? So I have this video of them doing the thing. It was, thank God we didn't use that because it would have been terrible.
Thank God.
No. Yeah. I mean, I'm glad that it ended up the way that it did, but I do have to say like, the fact that my father was in the audience at that dance, like I, you know, we did like the cute little like jive and we did this, that, and the other. And it's like, that's the one that he sees like with the, on the line when it says, come on, give me a taste. Like I still to this day, like can't watch that dance because I'm like, oh my God, like how did ABC approve that?
I know. Like, it was crazy, but it was crazy good. I wish we could have done actually that dance as a freestyle. You know what I mean? It would have been so like epic and so sick.
But I mean, we did get our first 410s and Pitbull even gave us a...
And I remember I was so stressed because I was like, you know how it is. We finished on the show and like in my head, like I already start choreographing the next dance because I have to teach you literally the next day. Yeah. And we got a first dance and you were like, let's go and celebrate. And I was like, what? Like celebrate? Remember that? I was like, I want to celebrate. We got our first dance. And I was like, so caught up in the next like thing. I was like, nah, let's just keep pushing. And that's when we were like, had a little, not a fight, but it was like, what?
No, we had our first fight after that, those 410s. Remember it was the next dance. It was like the, oh my gosh, what? It was like the washer dryer scene.
Yeah. That was a samba.
The samba, oh, which I hated. Yeah. The samba. I hated it to my core. Like hated it.
And we had to rehearse that. You were on tour, and mm-hmm. we were somewhere like in that weird studio, which had literally nothing, no windows. It was dark. It was just bad.
Yeah, I remember like, we. Yeah. So, and I've said
it again. Would you do Dancing with the Stars again?
Would you be my partner or no?
I don't know. Maybe we'll pair you with Alan.
I would do it 1000% if you were my partner.
Okay. No, nobody else. Nope. Alan, Val.
Nope.
No.
Nope. Because we deserve a do-over.
Okay.
Because you got sick.
Yep.
The last, but you dropped me on the finale.
It was the worst. Like
we were in the top. Well, did we make it? Oh, we're top four. But then
honestly, like I screwed so bad. Like you're right. Like I got sick. Like really, the week before, and I also got injured. Remember how? Like who did you rehearse with? Was it Alan?
Alan, actually, yeah.
Yeah, you flew to New York with Alan to rehearse some kind of dance. And I mean, also, it was so exhausting for you because you were on tour. You just had Jolie literally like 6 months before. You were like looking after a baby. You were doing Dancing with the Stars. What? Cannot imagine how you did all of that at the same time.
I was separated from
Mike.
And
you were hurt too for like a while.
Yeah.
Like really bad, because I remember coming to visit you and you like could not move. I'm like, how are you dancing?
Yeah, the second week we were up in the red, what is that called? The kiss and
the
tell?
Red room.
Red room. And he was like showing me something and my intercostal muscles or whatever, I basically tore them. And I mean, for weeks I was injured and it hurt
bad. I can't believe you remember all of that. Because I remember, but I didn't know that you actually didn't remember all of that.
Oh, yeah. Very vivid memories of my Dancing with the Stars time. I feel like I have to like take back something that I've said, because I've said that you were mean before.
Was I mean? Actually, it's so funny because Nikki Glaser just told me the same thing. And I never think of myself that I could be mean. Look at me. I'm the nicest guy. The nicest Russian, shirt. Like, no, I cannot be. But she told me the other day, she was like, you actually were really mean. I don't know. Was it like a language barrier that I would say something and to me it would be normal that, like, you know, I demand, like, if I saw you once straighten your legs, like, I would expect you to do it all the time.
Yeah. And that's why I want to correct it, because I think you were tough and like, I love tough, but I think, yeah, I mean, it might be the language barrier a little bit too, but at the same time, you're like, you always be like stronger legs. And it's like, dude, I'm trying. Like, I am not a dancer. I know you're trying to make me a dancer, but like, I wish I could do I wish I could look like Jenna and Emma and all those other girls and Whitney. But I'm like, I'm like literally trying my hardest. And I think, and I've talked to like Bobby Bones about this and, you know, Lauren, your other, you know, your previous partner, and, you know, where it's like you go in and it's like you're so excited. But then when you hit like the second or third week, you are just so mentally and emotionally just like just wrecked, because you're like, I suck. I'm not good at anything. I'm the worst. Like, and because it's just, and you're putting yourself out there and it's embarrassing. And then you've got a Russian screaming at you saying, you know, stronger legs. And I'm like, I'm trying.
Listen, it's sometimes, here's the thing. Us as pros, and I actually have learned this along the way, you know, over these years, that you still want to make it fun for a celebrity. You know, you don't want to completely kill the vibe. She will never become a professional dancer. You know, it's a balance of two things. You want her to enjoy the process, enjoy the competition, but at the same time, you want to push her. Like, so you don't want to always have fun because it's not going to get you anywhere. You know what I mean? It's still, but it's a balance. So sometimes, like, when I work, I kind of forget about it and they start just drilling and drilling and drilling. And when it goes over and over and over, and for you, like you said, you're not a professional dancer, and someone, this dude, every day for 8 hours a day tells you that you suck, you kind of get annoyed too. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, well, I'm trying, but, you know, so yes. So now I'm a little different. I'm actually making it more fun for my partners.
Because I was your first U.S. partner, right?
No, you were my second.
Okay. Wait, yeah, because your first one was...
Lisa Vanderpump.
Did she just say in an interview that she's like in love with you or something? Or that she wishes, or something about having sex?
She said we had an emotional connection.
Chemistry
or something like that. I don't even know what it means. Like, I was like, listen, we got to learn some cha-cha.
No, she said that she wished that she slept with you. Quote,
Lisa Vanderpump said that? Oh, I love me some Lisa Vanderpump.
What?
Yeah. That she wished slept with you.
Well, first of all, she's married to Ken, and I love Ken. Okay. And I was married at that time. So, and like, I mean, here's the thing, like, I don't know, like, you can do it, right? Like, what?
What? Do you wish that you slept with her too, Gleb?
What?
Exactly.
What?
No, I mean, I will say though, like,
I love this conversation, by the way. This is amazing.
This is so fun. We're happy to have you on here. But I will, you know, it's you're very intimate. I mean, for example, like our shower dance and other dances, and we are up. I don't know if I like knowing the, because it's like, and essentially you're falling in love in a dance, right? Like we had to be act and be emotionally connected to each other and sexually connected to each other. And obviously we had really good chemistry, but if I was like, I don't think I could handle one of my, like if a boyfriend or a husband, I don't know. Cause it's like, you have to have that. Like, I don't know. Was it, I mean,
listen, it's like, listen, it's like acting, you know,
yeah,
what I mean?
True.
Like two actors marry, they have family, and then, you know, you book a movie where you have to be naked, making out with a hot dude.
That's
and
true.
You're like shooting somewhere in Canada for 4 months, but it's just acting. You still, you know, it's not real. It's like you were transported in a different world. So you want to create that illusion, you know, that, and you do have to have chemistry with, I think, with your partner, because that's important to work together. Mm-hmm. You know, like you're spending so much time together every single day. You don't want to hate each other, you know.
But kind of like with the acting thing, though, it's almost like Gleb is the normal actor.
Yes.
And the other dancers are not, which is a conversation you have with people all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you're
so
the
true.
Actor, it just feels like a job. But if you're not a normal actor, it doesn't necessarily.
It's so true.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
I mean, for you, it's a lot easier too, because you're an actress. Like even though you're doing something completely foreign to you, like you're dancing, but you're putting yourself in character. You know
yeah.
what I mean? When I told you, like, you have to be all this like feisty, like you need that. You know, you're doing it, even though it maybe it's not like perfect or whatever, but you're trying. And when you're actually putting yourself out there, like doing it, committing to it, then it looks like a dope freaking dance. You
yeah,
know?
No, that's so true though. Cause it's like, I always talk to people and I'm like, it's so not like, it's just acting and there's no, like, yeah, you have chemistry, but it's not, it stops there when the scene ends, you know? And,
right.
Yeah. So I that makes total sense what you're saying too. Who is your favorite partner? You don't have to say me. It's
I was gonna ask that.
You're my favorite partner. You're my favorite partner. You know it.
If you could go back and redo our stuff, you know, our season, what would be different that you would want to take into all of it?
I think, because here's the thing, like when we were on the season, I was taking a week at a time.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, this is our last week. And we were on the bottom two 6 times. Like, seriously, like every time we
so
go on the
rude.
Like from week two, we were on the bottom two. And we never got eliminated. So I thought we were going to go home every single week. Now, what I would do differently, I would just pace ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I would take it slow. Like, you don't have to do your best work every single week, even though you want to try it. But sometimes you don't want to stress about it. And because I was stressed, so stressed that I got sick, that I got, you know, exhausted, that I got weak, and the whole thing just fell apart. Even though we made the final, we could have won it. You're that kind of work material that actually can win the show.
That's why I want to go back and like redo it. And then do you remember, this is the funniest thing. I don't know if you remember this, but we got into a fight. You called me a B-I-T-C-H.
I remember exactly how it was. I will remember exactly how it was.
You
and
used
it
to
was
be
like,
so late and it drove me crazy because I'm like, respect my time as well. Like, I have my kid.
No,
I'm
listen.
Separated from my husband. Like, I'm like, you know, I was like stressed.
I know. So it was like a semifinal or something. It was closer towards the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
We have this master interview. Master interview is usually
huge interview. So important.
Right. So important. There's like full on production, like 10 producers on set, all this like lighting that's set up for us. And I'm late for about 30, 40 minutes, like literally late for the whole thing, just because I was in wardrobe fighting them over Jenna's dress.
But I didn't know this. Yeah.
And I was like, no, we'll have like, and I had this whole conversation with them. I was like, I'm going to be late for this master meeting. They're like, no, we're going to do this and this and this. And I know how, like, she would look beautiful in this. So I sit down and she gives me this attitude. Like, you know.
I did.
I sit down. I was like, she snapped. Like, she said something really annoying. And I was like, you're a fucking bitch. Like, I was like, and she, oh my God. It was like, everybody kind of went like, oh, first of all, like, I'm sorry. Okay. I shouldn't have
We've
never
already,
said that.
I know. So, we were so just, bad. We had a lot
she
of high energy. It's okay.
Out of the room. She threw the mic, sort of stoned out. Like, I ran out. I was like, okay, what do I do? Shoot. So I ran on the street. I stopped her. The cameras followed us. And I was like, listen, babe. We are in it together. Let's just fucking do the job. Let's just dance. Let's just, and they've never actually, they showed a little bit of it, but they've never actually showed the whole thing.
No.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, they showed, I was glad they didn't show.
So mad at me.
You know, and I have to apologize too, because I had so much going on with like my ex just coming back from rehab and like, you know, the baby and the stress and the show. And like, and then I think when you called me that, I was just like, no. Like, and then, and I wanted to win too. I wanted to make you happy. And I wanted, you know, I wanted all of that. So it was, I think it was just, we were just, when you spend that much intimate time with someone and work and it, there's so many emotions. And then on top of it, like you had your family stuff going on. I had my family stuff and it's just, it's a lot, you know, but I would, yeah. I would do it again. Minus the bitch comment. I would do it again. I would do it all again. Over.
Yeah.
I really would.
It was so fun. It was a good times.
Who was your least favorite partner? Can you tell me?
Ugh.
It's only just us three.
Well, here's the thing. I don't have like a least favorite partner. There's always comes like, I love everybody.
Sure.
You know, I'm pretty much staying in touch with everybody. But when it comes to dancing, like if you can tell me who like probably was like the least experienced dancer and like with a lot of challenges that obstacle that came my way, I would probably say Nikki Glaser.
She's so cool though. And I love
but
that y'all just
amazing.
Like went out.
That's
yeah.
The thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. Who cares about dancing? So I would be like, if I would have to choose like between this and this, I would take definitely Nikki. You know what I mean? Like 100%. I don't want to mention other people's names, but
do you have like a celebrity that if you could just pick someone to be your partner, who
would
it be?
I don't know. Help me out. Let's brainstorm. Let's right now.
You don't have like a dream person that would be like the ultimate
dream person
dance partner.
Honestly, no, I don't know.
We'll figure that out for you.
It really depends. Here's the thing. Like you can be an amazing dancer, mm-hmm. but you can be very like flat and no personality. You know what I mean? You can have a huge personality and a really shit dancer.
Yeah. Or
you can be kind of like, you know, a shit dancer, but teachable and likable and famous with great personality that, you know, so it's like a balance of everything.
So the perfect person, basically.
Great. The perfect person who can win.
Tall
That's
order.
It.
Okay. Tall order.
Got it. It's funny though. Like every time Gleb gets a new partner, I secretly get like kind of jealous. Cause I'm like, cause it's such a fun experience. Like even through all the like ups and downs we had, like it was still such a fun experience. And like to be able to do something that was so out of my comfort zone. But yeah, I always get a little like, cause I want to go back and do it. But I will say, you know, throughout the years, you know, we haven't stayed in touch a lot, but I will say I greatly appreciated you reached out to me when you heard about my break or my breakup. And it just like you've been so sweet and kind like through it. And because, you know, you've walked the same path. And I really appreciate you reaching out and, you know, just kind of helping me with you know, questions, because I was asking him one time, like, how do you do it? Like, how do you co-parent, like, when you're angry? And how do you, like, because you're going through that. So I appreciate all the support that you've shown me.
Yeah, it's life, you know, life happens and we just keep moving.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta keep moving. You just gotta do what's best for you.
Mm-hmm.
you know, in my situation, I love Elena. I respect, I have huge respect to her. Of course, she's the mother of my kids. You know what I mean? So it's hard at times because, you know, no one's perfect. And there's always, but you have to communicate. There's a conversation, you know. When it's on an early stage, I feel like it's really hard to do because you can't really stand each other. You know what I mean? You're like, I don't want to see your ass at all. But because you have kids and, like, you know, we just decided that we're not going to speak about, like, anything, nothing negative in front of the kids, mm-hmm. you know, regardless of what's going on. We can have an appointment with a lawyer and the mediator and have a huge, massive fight in the morning. But when we're together with kids, like, you know, I pick up Olivia from school and I take her to a dance studio and I see her in the dance studio, we're cool. You know what I mean? We laugh, like I get her flowers for Mother's Day, things like that. You know what I mean? That I want to show my girls that how dad should treat their mom, which is really important to me, you know, because they should know that how they should be treated in the future. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, so that's important too. And everything else, you know, it is what it is.
Do you feel that you're kind of on the other side of it now? Like, are you happier? Do you feel lighter? Like, do you feel like you made the right choice?
I mean, here's the thing. It's not about making the right choice. Do you know what I mean? It just happens. Whatever supposed to happen happens. So it's not like, you know, like one day you wake up and you're like, okay, I don't want to be with this person anymore. That's mm-hmm. it. Right. It's kind of like it gradually, it's, you know, a long time coming, you know? So there's like a lot of issues that we were going through. We tried to make it work. There's several times we like broke up and lived separately for a little bit and we tried to make it work. I tried my best to make it work. She tried her best to make it work. There are certain things like when the, like, I don't know, like when the energy is not there, there's really nothing, really just kids holding you together. So that becomes the end.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious too, like on dating, because, you know, it looked like you had moved on quite fast after the breakup, you know, and we were just having this conversation where it's like, she asked me like, when would I want to start dating again?
I'm not dating anyone, by the way.
No, I know, not now, but like you know, some girl went to Cabo with you and like you guys were like, you know, whatever. Right. And so Catherine was asking, she's like, when are you going to start doing that? And I'm like, I feel like there's this like timeline that like we're supposed to, you know, not move fast into relationship or not, you know, go to the next one. But at the same time, it's like, if you meet someone, then it's like, why would I push out a beautiful person in my life just because the timeline says that I should probably take more time or that I shouldn't move too fast? Or where are like your thoughts on dating and kind of moving on?
How was Miami, by the way?
It was so fun. Nothing happened, but it was so fun. So,
well,
I mean,
turn up. Here's the thing. You see, like, you went to Miami, you took your time just for yourself to enjoy with your friends, with your mm-hmm. girls, have fun. Like, sometimes you don't even need to date anyone. You just have a good time. It's all about the energy, surrounding yourself with the people you want to be with, mm-hmm. you know, and having that, like, recharge yourself, like, find yourself back, like, have that, you know, wake up in the morning and be excited about life, mm-hmm. you know, and have your way of doing things. Not like, you know, someone tells you that you have to do this and okay, fine, because you don't want to make this person upset or something. You know what I mean? Dating, if it comes, it comes. If it's not, like, it's not. So it's not like you want to go and like, oh, now I need to date. No, you know, you just... I don't know. Like, I haven't actually thought of it. The Cabo thing, it was just a good times. That's it. A little bit and, you know.
Fair.
Well, listen, here's the thing. I tell you this. When you're married for 15 years And
you were married for 15 years?
I was married for 15 years.
Wow, long time. Yeah.
There's a lot of spouse's support right there.
Yeah.
Well, you know it. Come on. We're like man to man speaking right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that one's, I'm not ready to talk about that one yet. I'm still a little bitter about that one.
Yeah. But anyway, so listen, Cabo is beautiful, but I want to go to Tulum next time.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, I've never been to Tulum.
Let's go.
Whoa.
Like friends. As friends.
As friends. Like, yeah, next like, trip. They just took that one and ran with it. Gleb and Jana go to Tulum.
God, no. Don't give that headline.
That's what we just
Can you imagine? But I mean, listen, what's wrong with that?
We're friends. Yeah.
We've danced on the show for 4 months. We've stayed in touch. Like, what's right? Like, when you're in LA, let's go to dinner and stuff.
Oh, I would
like,
love to go to dinner. Yeah. No, I would love to. I'm going to be there in like a week or so. So, yeah. Would love to see you. And, you know, I'm curious too, what are you doing now? So the show starts in fall, right? This year?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and are you for sure going back?
Well, yes, I wish, I want to, of course, but we don't know until the very last moment. You know how they pick up pros until like literally 2 days before we have to start rehearsals. Like we have no idea who we're going to be dancing with and like who our partners. We're all get stressed and excited. Yeah. So yeah, I'm excited for it's anniversary season 30.
Oh, that sounds, see, they should have done like an all-star for 30.
Well, here's the thing. If you go back on the all-stars, like they will never pair us together.
Why?
I don't know. Cause they like to switch it up.
Mm. Oh, see, I would think people would want to watch.
Yeah.
The same people be partners again. That's why I would watch.
I mean, we would definitely kill it. Like it would be so good.
So what are you doing then? So if you might do the show, obviously you will. Cause they would be stupid if they didn't have you back on, but what else are you doing? Like, are you still teaching dancing? Well,
I mean, this whole COVID thing really kind of killed the vibe with tour. We didn't have tour, so we did last season with no audience. We had to take COVID test every single day, literally every single day, no Saturday, Sunday. And we're supposed to go on tour. We usually after the season we go on tour for about 3.5 months, and this time we didn't go. So I had to do something, you know, I got to hustle. I still got to, you know, dance and teach and, you know, perform. So, I've been teaching a lot of online lessons. I'm teaching at this new really cool spot in Malibu called Rafi's Lounge. I'm doing every Saturday salsa classes there, which is so fun. There's a lot of people, and it's just a vibe, you know, it's a cool vibe. It's outside. It's right looking over the ocean, right across from Nobu. It's super, like, I really enjoy it. So when you're in LA, if you want to
say, we should go do that.
Yeah.
We should go do that when we're in LA.
That would be so fun.
It would be so fun. Oh, when are you in LA actually?
Well, you said Saturdays?
Saturdays. Yeah. Oh,
you can give
on.
Us salsa lessons another night.
Yeah, can I have a private lesson?
A private salsa
can
lesson.
I, like,
but looking over the beach, please.
Yeah, I'm not sure after paying spouse's support, you'll be able to.
Burn.
That's amazing.
God.
And that was the headline.
Listen, I'll do it for free. For you, I'll do it for free.
It would just be fun to like dance again. You know, like it's a good workout. Like that would just be, would be really cool. Cause I really did enjoy it. If there's one thing that you've learned throughout your divorce, everything with the kids and just, Elena, what's one thing that like you want to do better at and as a person for the next time, the next go around?
Listen, the thing is my kids are a priority for me. They're everything. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like, when I worked and I was on the season and I was doing tour, we lived together. We always had like live-in nanny with us and, you know, her mom would come in. I would spend less time with kids than I spend now. And we're splitting custody 50-50 with her. So there are 5 days with me, 5 days with her. I would want to be more present for them. Mm. You know what I mean? Just be, even though I was present, but I would love still to, obviously, like, besides work, like, do fun stuff with them more. So instead of, like, just, you know, nannies taking care of them, like, I would do it myself. Even though I did it, I don't know what I'm saying this, like, I just, like, it's good, it's enough, but I wish I could do more. Mm-hmm. It's just like, it's always not enough when I, like, with my girls, like, I feel like I want to be with them a little bit more, you know?
No, that makes sense for sure. But you're also providing for them too. So it's that balance that you have to walk, which
also
is
also like, I would take, and here's the thing that I think this is really important. I would take more holidays together, mm-hmm. you know, even without kids, just, you know, with like, like, I don't know, like Elaine, like if I speak back, right, like with her, I would go more, like just take our time together, like go to like romantic dinners and like go, you know, holidays, just two of us, do something fun stuff, like do like some crazy activities, like go and take a road trip, just two of us. You know, if you have a chance to have kids with someone and they, you know, they've been looked after, like do stuff, fun stuff for yourself. Cause sometimes like you get caught up in work so much and then you don't spend time together and you kind of start losing that, you know, that fun. Like you still have to have fun together.
1000%.
It's really important.
Yeah.
You know?
This is, I don't know why I started thinking about this when you were talking, but it, for your next relationship, next serious relationship, are you done having kids or would you have more?
I would have more.
You would?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I was talking with the girls and they were like, I'm like, well, what if, you know, and they're like, well, what if, like, do you want more kids? And I'm like, oh my God, I've never had to like think of that conversation or have that. Like, I never thought I would have to have that conversation again. So, I mean, obviously I'm not.
Do you want more kids?
I don't know. Like, I'm old. I'm having miscarriages, you know, like, I don't,
old.
But you know, like, I know we talked about this last week, but I don't know. I don't know. Maybe if I met the one and, you know,
right.
But
again, I mean, to have a kid, I mean, I feel like it's not easy, but it's kind of easy. Right. But to actually be with the, you know, with the kid and be a good parent and like, commit and like, you know, just spend all of your time with that person, just it's really important to me, you know. So like if I won't be able to do that, like if I'm working and I'm like busy, like what's the point of it, you know what I mean? I really want to experience that. I really want to enjoy that moment.
Yeah,
I think that's important
for sure. If there was anything, I was one thing that I would love to experience is like I've never been able to, like, whenever I found out I was pregnant, there was always like something happening or like in my relationship. So it would be nice to experience it in a healthy and happy way and like celebrate it and not be like, oh my God. And you know, like, cause I was happy, but like there was always something behind the scenes that I didn't know about or I had just found out about. So it would be nice to not have any of that energy and just be like, we're pregnant. Like what you're supposed to feel, you know?
Right.
So I think that would be the only thing.
How are you feeling? You just...
It like goes in waves, you know, like I'm the only thing that gets me is like the other night I was super overwhelmed. I don't have any help. And you know, the kids only go to school twice a week. So the other days I'm in Jace's only half days. So it's just, it's hard. And you know, I had a partner in this before. And so one of the days, it was just a really, really, really hard day. The kids were just being difficult and I had a lot of work to do. And I only have like a few hours during nap time to get that work done. And at the end of the day, I just started crying. Cause I'm like, I didn't ask to do this alone. You know, like I wanted my husband, I wanted my partner to do this with me. Like this doesn't feel good to like feel this frustrated and, you know, have so much. I mean, you should see my like house. It's like, it's a mess and I only have so much time. And I just feel like I'm kind of like depleted a little bit and I need to ask for help and, you know, do that. But it's hard. And I get upset because again, it's like, I didn't want to do this alone. Like, this isn't what I wanted. I didn't want to be a single mom, you know?
Right.
So, but it's not that I miss him because I'm very happy. I'm like,
how are you guys co-parenting? You guys see each other? You guys talking? Like,
I'm trying to keep the distance because I just think it's better for us with less communication. So putting the kids first and trying to keep because, you know, like you said, in the very beginning, there's a lot of emotions and it's very hard to be the bigger person when the person that hurt you is not nice. So I just now know what I need to do now. And just, I'm just distancing myself and, you know, I'm doing my part in being nice and that's all I can control. And I'm just less communication, the better right now. So, yeah, but it sucks, you know, but hopefully one day when all the emotions wear off and, you know, we can be friendly.
Right.
But, and I, cause I wish, like I look at some couples and I'm like, they're like going on vacation together. Now I don't want that, but like, but at the same time, that's kind of cool. You know, maybe, who knows?
Like, let's try to be adults and just get along.
Yeah.
You know,
I'd love that.
Should take some time probably.
Right.
But I appreciate your friendship. I appreciate you. And I'm excited to see you in LA for a little tango and lunch.
Tango and lunch. Let's do it. I'm so down for it.
Thank you for coming on Wind Down. Where can our listeners find you?
You guys can find me on Instagram, Gleb Savchenko Official, GLEB. Savchenko Official. You can find me on Twitter, Gleb_Savchenko. And where else you can find me?
Malibu. What's the Malibu classes?
Yeah, you can find me in Malibu, Ruffy's Lounge. Just Ruffy's Lounge, right across from Noble. Every Saturday at 11 a.m.
I love it. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Gleb. I will. One of the weekends I'm not with the kids, I'll come.
Okay.
Okay.
Mwah.
So much love to you. And I'll see you at the All-Stars.
Okay.
Bye, Gleb.
Bye, Gleb.
Bye. Bye.
Oh, we're friends again. No, we've been friends for a while.
He's so sweet.
He is so sweet. It's just, yeah, he's a sweetheart. It's so crazy, though, like how our lives are changing around the same time.
How long has it been for him? Probably like 6 months, maybe a little longer.
Yeah, it was when it was when the last Dancing with Stars, because I know Chrishell was his partner, and then there are the whole headlines about them. But
So he's a couple months ahead of you.
Okay, yeah, a couple months ahead, which it really did mean a lot when he reached out, because I will say there's one person, a friend. Well, she was actually a really good friend. We're not really friends anymore. Actually, haven't talked at all. But you realize who your friends are when you go through that, because. Didn't hear one word from that friend.
That still blows my mind.
Not one word.
Like, I heard from people that don't even know you, just checking on you.
Yeah. Like, and even like Taryn, my hair and makeup lady, like, she was like, I had friends text me. I know she knows.
Yeah.
Like, she's in the industry. She knows.
Yeah.
But it's like, how, like, yeah. So that kind of hurts my feelings. And I've yet to, because at this point, I'm like, I don't need, like, it doesn't make sense.
It's still hurtful. I get it.
It's hurtful.
Yeah, it's definitely hurtful.
Because I would reach out. And it's like, again, Gleb and I aren't like besties, but like, you know, he reached out. Like, it's
just so many people reach out.
It's
you
just
know?
Nice to know that people care. And then you realize the people that don't really care.
Well, you're better off.
Well, that was a really good episode. Thanks, Catherine, for coming on.
Of course.
And reminiscing about the bedroom scene.
Oh my gosh. So many memories from that time.
Oh,
that was fun.
That was really fun. I'm going to try to post some old videos from Dancing with the Stars because, you know, like, I don't know. I miss it. So that'll be like, I'll put some stuff on my page.
That's a good idea. And we should go to Tulum.
1,000%. Just like a big fun thing.
Everybody. Let's all go.
Let's all go. Book your tickets, Wind Down crew. I'll see you guys next week.